Well, as they're getting set up, just first of all, everybody here, a huge thank you. A big thank you to the city of Stillwater, to the council, the work they've done. A real thank you, and you're going to hear from the experts in this with Commissioner Stroman and our experts on what we're doing here. But I think this project, of all the partners that were involved in them, we were talking about the funding sources, about kind of the microcosm of what habitat restoration looks like and what access to the outdoors in Minnesota looks like, that we want everybody to have access to this. So this ADA accessibility to this incredible work that's being done here on these trout streams. And I know of these and I go out with them, but it never ceases to amaze me to walk out into the middle of a field 30 minutes from St. Paul and have trout in a stream that you're able to fly fish for and catch. I think it's just that great diversity. We talked about the 60 species in the river and the opportunities, but it's these type of investments coupled together at local, state, and federal, and again, making sure that every single Minnesotan can have access to the treasures that we have in the outdoors. So Commissioner, thank you for this, and we'll let the experts explain a little bit what's going on.
Yeah, well, Governor, thank you so much for coming out. We are really excited to highlight this project for so many of the reasons that you just outlined. First of all, this project is a story of partnerships. We do so much of our work at Minnesota DNR in partnership with others, and this is no exception. Browns Creek Watershed District, City of Stillwater, absolutely integral to this work, and then our friends from Capable Partners here too, who have been working with us to make sure that we get access and accessibility right. It is also, I think, a story of how we manage our natural resources, from, first of all, restoring the habitat. Everything starts with habitat. So removing the invasive vegetation, making sure we're restoring native vegetation here, re-meandering the stream. And then obviously you just saw us stock fish, so putting some fish here. And then it's about making sure that people can use that habitat and those fish for an opportunity to engage in outdoor recreation. So we used our Get Out More, Modernize Outdoor Recreation Experience Initiative money to help build this accessible trail and this accessible platform. And that's really to make sure that all Minnesotans can have that experience in the outdoors, and that we pass on that tradition of outdoor experiences and that commitment to stewarding our resources for the next generation. So really glad that we can be here to highlight this project and to highlight our partnerships. And TJ, maybe you want to say a little bit more.
You guys said a lot of really good things. I think the main thing is, like, we, in DNR Fisheries, it was the Watershed District that did this project. That allowed us to be able to bring rainbow trout in stock here. Like 2 years ago, this was choked in. You couldn't even see the stream. Anglers couldn't access it because this is state land right here, and then it's city land on the other side of Neal Avenue. And before, you really couldn't fish it. And because of the project they did, you know, your goals are clean water, you know, keeping soil on the land and out of Lake St. Croix. And then we get to benefit from it, and the anglers get to benefit from it. So it's just really a cool project, and a lot of collaborators, a lot of folks involved, and, you know, a lot of access for anglers in Minnesota. And you have a trail right here. People can see it. It's really visible. And now we get to stock more trout up here, where we used to stock them more down by Lake St. Croix. And now we can stock more trout through here. And you got a neighborhood right here. You know, kids, adults can come down, walk down, bring their fly rod or trout rod, and just go catch a trout right after work or after school. So it's pretty amazing. So just happy to be part of it. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Karen Kill. I'm the administrator with Browns Creek Watershed District, and it's been a pleasure working with the City of Stillwater and DNR, and also two private landowners as well. And so we've been able to actually do a restoration of about a half mile of Browns Creek, which is a designated trout stream. Trout being kind of the key word there, but it's the canary in the coal mine, right? So when we say a trout stream, what we really mean is an entire ecosystem, and that starts all the way from the bottom up. And having those connections from the stream to the floodplain, so we can actually have habitat that not only is it the trout, but it's now also the macroinvertebrates, those creatures and bugs that they're eating in the stream, but they hatch out. So we have just the diversity of bird species and mammals and things that are here, just the whole ecosystem. We actually worked with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency to access 319 federal funds for this project. We accessed funding through the Get Out More, through the DNR. We received property permissions from the City of Stillwater, from the Rooney and Van Tassel family. And also our taxpayers here in Browns Creek Watershed District also contributed about 40% of the project here. And it's also been fantastic having the state trail right here. There's around 75,000 users per year that have had a chance to see this project. It's been about 2 years through the construction process, about a year or two before that of planning. So it's really exciting to have you all here today to see, you know, where it's at right now. You'll see there's a few spots that are still bare. This entire area was seeded with over 140 different species of wow. native plants. So the diversity that's going to be coming up here is amazing. If you look out right now, you can actually see all that yellow that's out there. Those are marsh marigolds, excellent native early pollinator species. And those were just waiting. They were just waiting beneath the buckthorn, beneath the things, and they were there and ready to pop up. Some of our other native species are gonna that we seeded are gonna take a little bit longer, but you know, come on back out here every year and take a look at how it's going to change. It's going to be fantastic. And this being so public has actually been able for us to share this with some of the landowners downstream. So we actually have funding and landowner verbal commitments so far to do about another half mile from here. So all these connections, and we've been working with the DNR partners at Oakland Golf Course. We've done a number of different pieces. And so this is really connecting this whole corridor all the way from here to the St. Croix River. We now have viable trout habitat. And TJ is going to come out here with me in hopefully about a year, right?
Yep.
And stock native brook trout.
Yep.
When TJ tells me I'm ready, so we're going to get we're going to get that other piece, you know, restored too, because we, you know, that makes a little bit of a mess during that period. Yep. But we're gonna see. But that's come on back out here and come. Come fish for some brook trout in Browns Creek.
I'll have a lot more really time next year.
You'll have some more time. So, come on out. Let me know when.
Spend my time.
Yeah.
Well, it is ready. Congratulations,
Thank
though,
you
and
so
it,
much.
It's a testament to habitat and protection of this, and getting our access to it truly does take a village, and this is just really smart stuff. And I go back again and grateful to the DNR and the vision. Of the DNR and the Minfish folks around Get Out More, the idea that we have this incredible resource, we have to keep it up, we have to modernize it, we have to make the investments, and the goal is that that money comes back into the community with folks starting to hear about this, come down, fish it. And again, I can't stress enough how grateful I am, and I know Commissioner Stroman has made this a priority of her time as commissioner, accessibility for all Minnesotans, making sure that no matter what, you're able to get in and enjoy the things we have. We make that accessibility in many of our state parks now,
for sure,
which is fantastic. So grateful.